I'm Peggy Lowe, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Our youngest Farm Roots contributor is a member of the oldest agricultural organization in the country. I met 25-year-old Nolan Strotter at a meeting of the National Grange, a group formed after the Civil War to champion farmers' rights. The Grange has lost a little luster since its early days, kind of like the old farmhouse Strotter's now fixing up. He hopes to put his mark on both.
I'm Nolan Strotter from Burlington, Kansas, and I live on a fifth-generation family farm. I have lived there for 10 years, went to college, and moved back, and now I'm the primary resident. I have a day job. I'm a mechanical engineer at Wolf Creek Nuclear Power Plant and work there 40 hours a week and then come home and basically try to... The farm has been overgrowing for the last 5 years whenever I was gone at college, so my project is to fix it back up and make the house nicer and improve the property back to where it was 15 years ago whenever we first got out there. So that's mostly what I do with my time. I lived there since third grade, and my mom grew up there. Her name and all of her brothers and sisters' names are written in the concrete. And my grandparents lived there, and their parents, and back one more time, I believe. Most of the barns and concrete pads, they have names in it where you can see who actually did the pouring of the concrete and created the fence and the feedlots. And whenever I was in high school, I didn't have free will to do whatever I wanted to, I guess, since I had... my parents and my brothers and sisters there too. I was kind of restricted, and I always envisioned fixing up the feedlot and changing the farm to where I can put my name on something and putting my mark on it, and I always kind of wanted to do that. So now that I'm out there, I've been trying to make it unique to me, because everybody that's lived out there, they've done something different, and I'm trying to do the same. As far as I know, everybody that's lived at that house is part of my family. Has been in the Grange, and they've done things traditional, just like the Grange. It's the Grange is kind of like a second family reunion that we have every year. Get together and you see people you haven't seen in a while, and it's a comfortable place.